This is Edison Penn's podcast, episode 387 for Thursday, March 25th, 2021. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Happy spring.
Woo! So,
medical professionals have been making marvelous strides. In the last year, you know, we've come up with a COVID vaccine in record time. Highly respect everybody in the medical field, doctors, nurses, all that stuff. They have just
all that stuff.
They have just discovered the leading cause of dry hands, dry skin.
Washing them.
Towels. So it's spring.
Woo!
Now.
Happy birthday to my mom.
On the first day of spring.
And my stepdad. They're a week apart. So, happy birthday, Mom and Bob.
From Visconti, the new Homo sapiens Tuscan Hills.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's a nice green marble resin.
This
two-stage reservoir power filler.
Now, is this the new in-house or?
This is the 18-karat nib.
Okay.
The in-house nibs are 14-karat.
Okay.
And they're coming on some of the other Homo sapiens.
It's a rolling
change. Yeah, This is a great nib. This is what I have in my Crystal Dream, has the 18-karat nib, and it's fantastic. Oh, it's really good.
This is a beautiful pen.
It's
See,
nice.
Now
this is springy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a pretty bright
pen. I need a little pretty bright pen? Well, thank you.
No,
that's very nice of you.
Bright green ink in your other pretty pen. No, this is gorgeous. You know, Visconti makes some of the most beautifully marbled.
They make a nice pen in materials that nobody else makes.
Yes.
And that's the key factor.
It's got such depth. It's really, really pretty. And I love that they have colored the Visconti on the clip.
Yes. It's much different than the way it used to.
Yeah.
Used to be. It's much cleaner.
Just
it's
love
much
that.
Crisper. The clip is just really.
Yeah, it really
the inlay
pops.
Is perfect. It's really, really, very
this
nice.
It's a gorgeous, gorgeous pen.
I think she likes it. She's not even letting me.
No.
I haven't seen this. But.
Hey, you get to play with this stuff all day. I'm stuck at home working on the website, doing accounting, and you get to play with pens all day.
Well, that's the cross we all bear.
So
basically, just like the rest of your Homo sapiens, the rest of your limited editions, etc. But it's really a great pen. They are limited, 888 numbers, units, and they're right on the cap band is where they're placed.
Great.
So, we've got a couple of these left. I got more coming in. Really a solid pen though, but it's beautiful.
Yeah. So, this is they need to make like a junior size.
The junior size. All right.
I'll get right on that.
Speaking of junior size, what a nice segue.
Oh, yeah.
The Hiroshizuku mini sets are back.
For a limited time only. We've got, Pilot had just a few left of the particular, I don't even know if this is set 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah.
It has Asagao, Chiku Rin, and Murasaki Shikibu. So beautiful. See,
and
that's
these,
what you need.
And these are the 15 mil bottles.
The little minis.
The little minis.
Now, we do have some on the site that are in the three-piece sets. And we do have some that
individual.
Are individual.
Yeah.
This is really a
good size.
A good size.
And it's a tall vertical bottle, so it's really easy to fill.
Yes.
I mean, it's a great bottle when you're done just to fill up with other stuff.
I love how thick and heavy these are.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the box is actually quite nice.
Yes. You can take out
the foam there.
The styrofoam liner and take the foam out of here. And for those of you maybe like me who like to save really good boxes, this is a nice box.
It'd end up being a nice pencil box or something on your desk or in your desk drawer or something like that. We will have empties of those if anybody's interested. I think we used to have them before.
We did.
But they're here for a limited time.
Yes.
And when they're gone, they're gone.
Yes.
But for now, they used to be $40 retail for the set. And they are now $25. And then, of course, you can get them singly. So.
I was searching one of the ordering portals for some of the companies we order from and found some of these Himakori Note Cat notebooks.
I love these.
That we used to have. They sold out. They were no longer available. And then it's just like spring clean fever. Let's just find things.
It was
in
like
boxes.
Two years ago, wasn't it? Two or three years ago we had them?
I had them in Chicago.
Okay, so it was at least 2 years
the
ago.
The end of what you had, I had in Chicago. We used to have the little fountain pen one, and we had the cat.
Mm-hmm,
I will say that the cat's a little cuter.
That cat's so cute. So,
explain it to me.
So, what makes... So, this is like, you know, what size is this? This is really...
It's kind of an odd size.
It's kind of an odd size. Like half of a... It's like a B, almost a...
It says A5.
It says it's not A5. It's like half an A5. It's not even half an A5. Whatever.
Anyway.
Whatever the size is.
Moving on.
Tomoe River paper.
Yes.
It is dot grid. It's an ivory paper with red dots.
Like a pale... It's not pink, but it's like a pale coral color
maybe?
Almost.
Yeah, coral. Yeah. I guess like the cover.
Like the cover.
And the cutest part... is a little paw prints on the bottom of each page.
Totally adorbs.
That's so cute. I love it. I have one of these myself.
It says these are 110 pages, 5 millimeter dot, which is pretty standard.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the deal with the cat?
So then the cat here, so this opens up, and you can use that as kind of like a bookmarker. So if I'm here, I can just put the bookmarker there.
Okay.
And boom, there we go. Of course, this part has to come off.
But right.
Broken. I didn't break them. But yeah, then this can tuck this way too.
Oh, look, with the little paw sticking out.
There's a little paw sticking out.
That's adorable.
So
we have in a small, I think you did, yeah. A small handful of these. So I'm not sure if we can get any more.
I don't remember if we talked about these or not, but
Amanda
says to me at the end of the day, she goes, you got to take some of these paper blanks. They're so beautiful. So,
all right. So
I said, okay, here we go. What is this one? Give me this.
Virginia Woolf's notebooks. So these are, most of the paper blanks are all designed after something historical. And each one inside on the back
cover
has some information on what the inspiration was.
Yep.
So that is based on Virginia Woolf's notebooks.
Yep. So there's a couple of those really neat patterns.
Yep.
Some of these bigger ones are great.
Yeah.
And these are, these particular ones here are the midi size. But we've got, they come in different
this
sizes,
of course. This one, too. So, anemone, that's absolutely gorgeous.
They're beautiful.
The queen's binding.
That's
this
nice.
Is beautiful with the blue and gilt. Reminds me of my drapes
that's
almost.
Nice. I like the blue in there. It's a dusty blue. Almost like an AP blue.
Yep. And then we've got...
I know this one. I know this one.
Do you?
Yes, I know. Gustav Klimt.
Yes. So, two. We have Portrait of Adele and The Kiss.
Ooh, nice.
So...
No, those are fun. Those are really fun.
Now, we do have others that are new as well. Mm-hmm. Paper Blanks is one of those companies that fairly consistently rotates out.
All the time.
Rotates out some designs, rotates in new designs, which keeps the whole line fresh, which I do like. It's a nightmare to figure
and
out.
And the confusion high
as to
what's available and what's not.
Yes. But the beautiful thing is that some have a little clasp binding, some have none at all, some have an elastic closure, some have a magnetic wrap, which is kind of cool. But it's very fountain pen friendly paper, gorgeous, gorgeous designs.
They've got the little
bookmarks
in them. We carry a wide variety of vintage dip pen nibs, and these are in most cases pushing 100 years old, if not at least. But occasionally we come across nibs that, you know, imprints change or something, so we have to reshoot it. But I do have in my hands the fabled Esterbrook 788 oval point.
Why is it fabled?
Well, this is the basis for the Esterbrook 2788 and the Esterbrook 9788, which were Renew points for fountain pens, which were a medium flexible nib.
Okay.
So this is the dip pen version, and it's cool because it has a little exclamation mark as a breather hole.
I love breather hole designs.
Yeah. And it's got some nice softness to it.
Okay.
Really, really cool nib. We've had these before. This is a little bit slightly different imprint variation, so we reshot it, so it's new.
Okay.
And then here we have, this is a little bit different, speaking of unusual breather hole, It's actually a rectangle, a nice long, long rectangle. It's pretty cool. So this is the 761 they call the slant. It's not oblique, but it does have a little softness to it.
Okay.
So a couple new steel dip pen nibs. These are vintage Esterbrook, probably pushing 100 years old.
So. Excellent.
There's a huge caveat here, and I want to...
Do we have it in giant, bold, blinking red letters on the website?
It is in bold, not in blinking red, but it is in bold.
Can we work on that?
we're
not making Justin laugh today.
Well, we have. Okay. new. Now, this is something we haven't had before. This is something that I have used, Dave has used in the store, and we got this from Richard Binder. Who everybody knows.
We got the idea from, or
right,
the understanding that this exists
yes.
from.
And so...
We bought this on our own.
Yes, we bought this on our own. Yeah, we got the idea from Richard Binder. So Dave and I both have done the Richard Binder seminar, the three-day seminar.
And you've done it twice.
And I've done it twice, yeah, on nib grinding and smoothing and tuning. And one of the key things that in the whole process, and there's an order to... You know, when you use the micro mesh and when you use the Mylar. The first step on a nib that's performing badly is to touch it with a 2000 grit sanding square. Now, Richard calls these red squares, and if you've seen him at a show or you've taken his seminar, he uses this little tiny 1-inch by 1-inch gray square. He calls them red squares because they used to have a red back. So if I say that, that's what I'm talking about. But these are used for the initial roughing out of the tipping material. Now, I caution everybody, because 2000 grit is enough to decimate tipping on a nib in a matter of strokes. So this is a very, if you don't know what you're doing,
don't do it.
Don't buy it. but it is very effective at curing a baby's bottom. You've got that nib that's just not quite right. You run this on a first pass, and then you follow up with a buff stick, and then you follow up with Mylar, and then you assess. But we're selling them now as a 10-pack for a whopping $2.
Great.
They last quite a long time.
Again, any time that you do any kind of smoothing, grinding, sanding, anything with your nib, go slowly.
Yep. Yep.
Do not just, I remember we had a customer once who had some kind of, I think she was either using one of the grit sheets or the pads, and had sat down to just smooth a nib, but she was watching one of her TV shows, and she was just doing it away, and, you know, over the course of half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever it was, just destroyed her nib.
Yeah.
So... Especially with these are more abrasive, so be very careful.
Yeah, don't take your Omas or your Mont Blanc, and if you don't know, seriously, if you don't know what you're doing, don't buy them. But they're available for those who know, and
or if you've got some total junker nibs and you just want to play around with learning how to smooth, that's a good way to go.
Perfect. I don't want to overstress, but I can't overstress enough. If you screw up your pen, then...
Yeah, it can happen quickly.
Take it as a learning experience, but I can't be responsible.
Okay.
And last but not least, the thing that you...
We have a bet about, okay.
That you haven't seen this product. We didn't tell you we were ordering it. Dave is mostly responsible for this, so Dave, our store manager.
Okay.
We now have, and it will be up on the website, a new international converter.
I was so excited. Okay.
So, years ago, Monteverdi used to make a converter. It was a shorter international converter. So
yes.
It was a hair shorter than the K5. It used to be green,
yep.
And then it was clear.
Yep.
But it's a hair shorter than the Faber-Castell, the Waterman, the K5, and then out of the blue last year, I think they discontinued it. We were able to find, and I think it's the same one, Girbon sells a converter.
I've seen these, yeah.
And I said, you know, that's the same dang thing. So,
excellent.
We now have it. If you have a pen that doesn't fit a full-size international converter, this is the one.
You know, that's why at shows or in the in both stores, we would always recommend that you bring your pen in, because there is a difference in the length, and it's mainly in the length of the turning knob. Sometimes it's in the length of the barrel, so you just don't know. But while a Waterman and a Pelican and the Monteverdi and Faber-Castell are all standard international converters, they're all a different length.
This is about, I'm going to say, about 3 to 4 millimeters shorter. It's not much, but it's enough.
Yes.
There are some pens that just simply won't fit the other converter.
Yes, so. And you can tell you put the, you know, you go to fit it. And the Waterman and the Pelican, I believe, are the longest.
This is a little different than the old Monteverdi, but it's really neat. It's all transparent. There's no, you know, normally you have a metal a metal section here, but it's
I am
comes
excited
apart.
About this.
I know you are.
I am always happy to see a turning knob that has a little bit of ridging.
Okay.
Because if you have just washed your pen or rinsed your pen, or you get ink on your hands, I hate it when this gets all slippery.
Yeah, you know, the leading cause of dry hands is towels. So you could wipe your hand on
I could wipe my hand on a towel. I could, oh my God.
It's a nice little converter.
Yes. Oh, that's exciting.
And we're happy to have found an alternative to the old Monteverdi.
Yes,
so,
great. So I have to add those to the site?
It's a Girbon converter. So I'm excited.
So you got me excited.
Got you excited about a converter.
So that I could now put it on the website and not be unhappy.
Please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Most of you know, every Friday, every other Friday, lately we've been having a vintage day.
Which I love because it means pens are leaving the basement.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
We've been throwing around the idea of maybe not having one this next week. So, well, if we would, I'd be having them here. But not having one this week, but maybe building up.
Okay.
And then having, in about a month, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, just a really big vintage day.
Like a virtual pen
like
show.
Like a virtual vintage pen show.
That'd be cool.
I'm talking
200, 300,
maybe 800? 200, not 800, but I got to eat. Come up for air. I'm talking 200, 250, maybe 300 pens. We'll see what I can get done in a few weeks.
Okay.
Everything from Esterbrooks to Parker 45s to Parker 51s to 61s to everything. Japanese pens, Pilots, Platinums. You know, is that something that you think people would like? Is that something that you're interested in? Is it just better to have it every Friday and then,
Or every other Friday.
Every other Friday. I know sometimes we only have a couple of Esterbrooks and then, you know, they're gone right away. If we had, you know, a dozen or 30 or something, would that, you know. I know some people are missing out. So that's why I'm thinking if we could do it all at once, we'll pick a date, and then I'll just chain myself to the workbench and do some pens. But that's kind of an idea we're thinking of.
Okay.
So let us know what you think about that idea.
Yeah, leave it out in the comments.
Have you missed out because the mailer comes out at 9:30 central in the morning and you can't get there and by the time the afternoon comes there's nothing left. Let us know what you think. I just think this would be an idea that more people will be able to have a better choice.
Could you do? Let's say you have 200 pens. Could you do 50 a day for 4 days, or would you put it all up at once? What do you think?
I'm thinking I put it all up at once. It's because it's a show, just like if you're going to a pen show and you can only be there in the morning, you can still see all the pens.
Right. Okay.
I don't think if we had 200 or 300 pens that they would sell out within, normally at the store in the first 4 hours, 75% of the pens are gone.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen with 300 pens.
Wouldn't that be cool?
It would be great, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to give more people a better chance to get, and then we'd have two Copper Jays instead of one.
Right.
Two Blue Jays, three Green Jays, so that's the thought process. Let me know if you have any suggestions.
The Chicago store is still closed.
It is.
I went down to check on it the other day and to check on the loop. In general, and just see what was there, what was open, what was closed.
And was there anybody there?
Not
downtown.
Much.
There's not anybody there. Nobody walking around.
Not many.
Things still boarded up in some places.
Corner Bakery was still boarded up.
And that's on the. That's actually on the corner of the Palmer House.
Yes.
Proper.
Yes. Several of the stores on State Street have been closed and moved out.
Okay. So that's the other side of the hotel.
Yes. Naturalizer was having a going out of business sale. I was really disappointed. I didn't have time to go.
But you weren't there very long.
No,
you stopped in.
Just to check on the store. Since we've been, the last time we were in the store was the end of June. And so it's been, 9 months. And since the hotel's been closed, we just weren't sure what maintenance had been going on. And we had the bar right above us. And so I just wanted to make sure that if there were any issues, we could take care of it. So I wanted to go check the ceiling, make sure there'd been no leaks.
Yeah, because we have had situations where things from the bar
have leaked
and yes. come through, and it comes through the ceiling.
Yeah. Yes. So the floor was fine.
The
ceiling was
good.
Fine. There was nothing there. I brought back a couple empty boxes and some packing material.
You did, and I've been looking for those boxes for months.
Brian got a new bike.
I did get a new bike. First time in 18 years.
Yes. So. Yes. And so we have been upgrading and updating a lot of our cycling stuff and new helmets and all sorts of things.
It's a good time to renew some of that stuff, especially helmets, because this is my own little
PSA. PSA.
Because helmets do have a shelf life. And even
though styrofoam can degrade,
it
right?
can degrade, and so if you do get in an accident with an old helmet, it can actually break, and not protect you. So, every few years, it's good to get a new helmet. So we all got new helmets. Everybody in the family. Mm-hmm. I got a bike. We got all sorts of stuff.
So. Yeah. So we're gonna, and we've been. Brian's been riding with Eric, so I am gonna join them. Show them how it's done.
Okay, but I'm not competitive, so. I'm just going to sit at the back and see what happens. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, interviews, upcoming events, and maybe something about the virtual pen
show. And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. And like this video and subscribe to the channel. We'll see you next time.